This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July the 19th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, it's Toss Away the Could-Haves and Should-Haves Day. It's a day to point us to let go of our regrets, to our what-ifs and if-onlys, a day to move forward to emotional freedom. It's a day that invites us to take a moment, to take some time to pause and reflect and let go of what no longer serves us. Most of us, if not all of us, have something in our life we've done or didn't do, something we wish we could redo or undo or simply forget. Maybe it's a missed opportunity, a harsh word, or a moment that we let pass. Some of our regrets are small and fleeting, and others, not so easy to release. We carry them for years, and they cloud our days. Some of us get stuck. We ruminate over what was instead of living in what is our today. So today, on this Toss Away Our Could-Haves and Should-Haves Day, we can realize that we can't change the past, but we can learn from it. We can learn to let go and move forward with greater clarity and peace. We can shift from I could haves to I can. We can use what was as a stepping stone to our future. History is full of stories of people who turned the hardships that they experienced into a good life, a life not full of regrets that would hold them back. But they lived a life filled with hope and purpose. They moved forward, and we all can learn from that example and do the same. For example, J.K. Rowling embraced her failures and laid a foundation for her success. She faced poverty, loss of her mom, a failed marriage, rejections from publishers, and depression. But rather than let regrets hold her back, she looked forward and she pursued her passion for writing. And obviously she succeeded. It's been shown that people who consciously let go of regret are better for having done so. When we do toss away our should-haves and could-haves, research shows that we experience less depression, less anxiety, we sleep better, and we even have healthier hearts. Letting go helps us breathe easier, literally and emotionally. We can't ignore what was and how we dealt with it, but we can learn from our past and not let it control our future. Life happens. Sometimes we make choices and take actions or don't take them, and we don't realize that we may not have a second chance, a redo moment. My mom, Pola, learned that lesson the hardest way possible. When she and her family were shipped to Auschwitz, she didn't know that the moment standing by the boxcars with her brothers and sisters and mom and dad would be the last moments they ever shared. Only she and her sister Helen survived. There was no warning, no chance to say goodbye, no final kiss or hug, just sudden, devastating separation. After the war, my mom never spoke of those moments, but her actions spoke volumes. Every time I took my parents out and brought them home, they'd walk up to their front door. And even if my dad wanted to dash in, my mom would put her hand on his shoulder and the two of them would stop and purposefully turn and smile. They'd throw me a kiss and wave and watch me until I was out of sight. They made certain I knew that they were happy and that I was loved. My mom had learned the lesson. Hellos and goodbyes are important in our life. We need to make certain that when we leave one another, we part peacefully and kindly, and then we lessen the weight of potential regret. None of us know which moment we have with one another will be our last. So we need to make sure that every goodbye is a sincere one and it counts. It's important we speak from our heart and share our true feelings. And that way we can minimize our chances of feeling regret. My mom taught me that lesson. And for those of us who have things that are weighing us down, a regret that's sitting with us, a should have that's a burden or holding us back, today is our day to release it, to toss our should haves and our could haves away. We can release them, and we don't have to do it alone. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here to help anyone who reaches out to us, to answer your questions and share our knowledge and experience so you can learn from us and then make informed decisions with no regrets. Today, we'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Christine the health coach, Susan Salga of Denture Ready. We'll explore relationships and love at any age with matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility will share his thoughts on how we can live barrier-free and happy in a forever home. We'll get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau. And after a brief message about organ donation, we'll chat with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial, and he'll help us look forward and plan a secure future for our retirement. And yes, I'm going to be your wardrobe doctor and share Jill's happy story. So stay right here with me, Marilyn Weston, and you're From a Woman's Perspectives team. And at the end of this hour, I promise you'll know more than you did before. And in our close, I'll speak again about a story of should-haves and could-haves that my dad experienced. And we'll learn how to move forward and release our regrets. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
When it comes to most things in life, we don't want to say we woulda, we coulda, we shoulda. It's better to have said we tried our best. And often that means having the guidance of someone with experience and knowledge who has a heart. And on this show, we're blessed to have Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. Happy Saturday.
So what are we talking about today?
So Marilyn, regrets. In the song My Way by Frank Sinatra, the second verse might be most apropos. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. What I did, what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Well, I'm going to applaud. You did do it your way. It may not be exactly Frank Sinatra, but congratulations on the effort. And what has this got to do with our finances and investing?
Well, the investment world is full of regrets. In some past comments, I spoke of my own regrets as it related to investment decisions. That's life. We zig when we should have zagged. When it comes to investing, what so many of us want is a guarantee. I want a 10% return without volatility or any loss. Frequently, the aversion to loss, to the pain of loss, is more compelling and impactful than the equivalent gain. Loss aversion is the observation that human beings experience losses asymmetrically. They experience them more severely than the equivalent gain. This overwhelming fear of loss can cause investors to behave irrationally and make bad decisions, such as holding on to a stock for far too long or too little time. Investors can avoid psychological traps by adopting a strategic asset allocation strategy, thinking rationally, and not letting emotions get the better of them. But despite that, we still deal with the pain of loss. So in many cases, this loss aversion is so strong that it can lead to negativity bias. In such cases, investors put more weight on bad news than good news, causing them to miss out on bull markets for the fear that they will reverse course and panic when markets sell off. Years ago, I wrote a piece to my clients titled 20 Things I've Learned in the 20 Years I've Been Giving You Financial Advice. Point 6, buy low, sell high, would be the obvious prescription for perfectly timed investment decisions. However, this isn't what you do. When markets decline, the phone rings and the request to sell or exploration of the wisdom of selling dominate the conversation. When markets go up, seemingly money comes out of the woodwork and I'm asked, can you get me some more of the fantastic returns we've had? However, the fantastic returns occur when someone has the discipline to in fact invest when things are down or cheap. There's a funny Instagram reel I saw recently. In it, two people were sitting side by side selling eggs, one for $150 for a tray of eggs, the other for $140 a tray. Obviously, the $140 per tray seller sold more. The $150 a tray seller then dropped their price to $100, whereby the seller for the $140 tray bought all the eggs that they had to sell. Having now cornered the market for the supply of eggs, they upped the price to $200. Same eggs. The value of it hasn't changed, but the price has changed. Markets are a little bit like this. When people sell, they sell too low, and people come in and buy, and they take advantage of the gain. So how do we get out of the trap of loss and regret in financial planning? There are many tools that we use to mitigate costs, tax, expenses, risk. However, the most important is to give you a target return based upon your needs, your current assets, your time frame, and your future savings. To give you a plan your way. We explain up front whether your targets are reasonable and attainable. Then we invest accordingly to your needs and required outcome. In other words, we tailor our approach to satisfy your needs. On an ongoing basis, we measure your current performance against these longer-term goals so we can keep you on track and, most importantly, keep you at peace with your investments. I'll leave you with the story of Lot's wife, found in Genesis 19. It tells of her turning into a pillar of salt after disobeying God's command. When God decided to destroy the sinful cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, he sent angels to warn Lot and his family to flee and not look back. Lot's wife, however, disobeyed and looked back at the destruction, becoming a pillar of salt as a consequence. She looked back with regret. Never look back with regret. Though difficult as it may seem, investing and planning are a go-forward, hopeful exercise in financial well-being with time-proven approaches to achieving your goals. Money your way.
Money our way. Anyone listening who wants to avoid the feelings of loss and regret and have an understanding of how they can move forward with a financial plan. Kevin Giffen, over 30 years of experience, an enabler, willing to talk to you and explain things and help you move forward as you wish. The phone number to reach you, Kevin?
416-708-6229.
416-708-6229. We can glance back, but the best way is to look forward, get rid of our regrets, and go on with life. No couldas, no wouldas, no shouldas, just can. And Kevin Giffen will help anyone wishing to have a good plan going forward. All you have to do is call him. The number again is 416-708-6229. Thanks, Kevin. And I want a copy of that song when you have a chance to make it.
In the words of my daughters that ring clearly in my ears from both memory and currently, Daddy, don't sing.
What weighs only 29 pounds, seats one comfortably, and can fly? The Aerolux Carbon by Travel Buggy. At a slender 9-inch folded width, Aerolux is the power chair that stows out of sight. It's the lightest power chair Travel Buggy has ever made. Take a test ride, arrange an appointment, and navigate your world in style with Aerolux by Travel Buggy. For more information, call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. That's 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I wanted to touch on hormonal imbalances and the relationship between nutritional deficiencies and why they're really behind your anxiety and depression. So that's a pretty big topic that we're going to cover over the next 2 weeks. So when we think of anxiety and depression, they've really become alarmingly common, with more people than ever really experiencing these conditions, often without clear answers. And while mental health is multifaceted, one of the most overlooked factors contributing to mood disorders is the impact of hormonal imbalances and nutritional deficiencies. And hormones and nutrients, things like magnesium, B vitamins, and omega fatty acids really play an essential role in regulating our mood. And these imbalances or deficiencies can really be exacerbated. They can really exacerbate our anxiety and depression. So I wanted to touch on a little bit of that issue. And when we think of anxiety and depression, they're often seen as psychological conditions. But in reality, they're much more deeply intertwined with the body's physiological systems. So when we think of hormones, hormones act as messengers. They regulate numerous body functions, things like mood, sleep, appetite, and even stress. And for women, hormonal imbalances can be particularly disruptive. For example, we have dysregulation, for example, of estrogen and progesterone fluctuations, cortisol levels, for example, at different stages of life, for example, during our menstruation, pregnancy, and menopause. And, of course, stress contributes to many fluctuations in those hormones. So when we think about the hormones that are affected, we think of cortisol, estrogen, progesterone, and even our thyroid hormones. And when hormones, even if they're in balance, the nutrient deficiencies can still play a major role, because certain nutrients are required for optimal brain function and neurotransmitter production. And when these nutrients are lacking, for example, our mental health can actually suffer. So this is a fairly complicated topic, but certainly the things that I wanted to focus on are the importance of certain nutrients, things like magnesium and B vitamins, and these are specific things as a naturopathic doctor that we test for, and then we might specifically prescribe if they're low. So certainly next week I'm going to talk about how to restore balance and improve mood. But in the meantime, if people have any questions, they can give me a call or ask for a free consultation. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Whether it's hormonal imbalance or any other health issue, feel free to reach out to Dr. Betty Rosendahl for your complimentary consultation. One number gets you started and you can deal with your health naturally. That's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning more about restoring our balance next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
People have stories to tell and jokes to share. And if you're standing there wishing that you'd heard them so you could have laughed and shared the moment, now's the time to learn about what hearing aids can do for you. And on this show, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today's theme is all about moving forward, but moving forward isn't always about bold new beginnings. Sometimes it's about pausing, reflecting, and letting go of what no longer serves us, whether it's an old grudge, an outdated belief, or even, surprisingly, an underperforming pair of hearing aids. I meet people every week who tell me they've given up on their hearing devices. They're not working like they used to, they say. So the hearing aids get tucked away in drawers or left unused, and slowly that person starts withdrawing from conversations, missing out on laughter, and losing precious connections. But here's what I want everyone listening to hear. Those hearing aids might still have life in them. With a little bit of expert attention, cleaning, reprogramming, servicing, we often can restore them to their full potential. You could get years more use out of them, saving yourself frustration and money. And if they truly have reached the end of their road, that's okay too. That's your signal to release them. We can help recycle them properly or donate them so that their parts might be used elsewhere in the world. And in that letting go, you create space for a new solution that actually works for your hearing, your lifestyle, and your future. I want to share a lovely story about a patient named Pat. She came in with a single hearing aid in her left ear, and she was struggling to hear. A friend had referred her to us, believing we could help. And sure enough, not only were we able to restore her existing hearing aid, but we discovered that she could hear even better with a second device in her right ear. The difference was night and day. Pat left our clinic hearing more clearly and with a noticeable boost in confidence. So today, as we reflect on what no longer serves us, take a look at those things in your life that no longer serve you. If they're holding you back, maybe it's time to tune them up or trade them in, because moving forward is about reconnecting with sound, with people, and with life.
Edmund, there are many people that I meet who have hearing aids at home but not in their ears because they didn't have a good experience. And then they share the fears and anguish of not having good hearing aids with their friends, and they too won't opt for hearing aids to hear better. The best thing to do is to release what doesn't work and find out how you can hear your best. And Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto can help you with that. Edmund, what's the best number to reach you?
The best number to reach me at is at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. It's all about doing what you can to be the best you can. Remember the name, Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And the number again, 416-754-4327. Thanks, Edmund. We'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Sometimes we rush around hoping to do something and we don't get it done. And we say we could have, we should have. And today's the day to actually pause and realize that we can. And if you're interested in meeting someone new, then we have Cupid here on From a Woman's Perspectives team. Her name, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had an interesting week. I actually went to a movie with my husband about matchmakers, and it's called The Materialists, and I don't know if you've heard of it, but Dakota Fanning is in it, and it's a really cute little movie. So if you're interested in matchmaking and dating and relationships, it's quite cute, and it's a bit of a romantic comedy, I would say. But there was really some interesting points from matchmaking perspective, but also from a single person's perspective. And one of the lines she said in the movie, it was quite funny, is she said, what you're really looking for in a partner is someone who you can tolerate for the next 50 years. And I thought that was really cute. And it's all about how she thinks. She's personally single herself, and she thinks in terms of marriage being a business relationship. And in a lot of ways, marriage is a business relationship. You're not always, depending on the age you are, but you're certainly joining expenses and you're moving in together, and it's how you want to live your life. And it's sort of a contractual situation. But I think what the movie proved, and well, a couple of things. One of the things is that you still need love. You still need chemistry. You need attraction. And this is something that I've always maintained. It doesn't matter how you meet. People used to say, well, it seems so mechanical using a matchmaker. But no, you still need that elusive chemistry. It is so, so, so important because it helps you get through the tough times. When you can look at somebody and you're furious with them, but you can still look at them and recognize, yeah, but you're still cute. So it's important to have that. And the other thing the movie kind of talked a little bit about that I think that as women we tend to forget is that men are vulnerable too. They have feelings, they have insecurities, just the same way women do. And it's hard out there. It's hard being single and looking for someone. So that the movie talked about that as well, about not feeling worthy as men and not feeling that, you know, you're good enough to get sort of the kind of relationship you're looking for. So I thought it was a really interesting movie in that regard. And sometimes, even as a matchmaker, I can learn a few things. And so it was cute. And I recommend if you're interested in dating and relationships, you look it up. And it's called The Materialist. So very, very cute movie.
Well, thanks for sharing that. But if anyone's sitting there and rather than going to a movie, they're ready to meet someone new, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call at 1-877-334-9041. You can also book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com. You can book at whatever time is convenient for you. It's a free consultation. It doesn't obligate you, but it will give you a much better idea of how the service works and what you can expect if you were to become a member.
So if you don't want to go to a Saturday movie and you want to meet a matchmaker and get started, call 1-877-334-9041. That's Misty River Introductions. One call will get you started. Thanks, Linda. I'm going to go see the movie and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
If only I'd known. I would have. How many times do we say this and we don't know what we don't know? But now, here on From a Woman's Perspective, thanks to Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready, we can learn about dental services that we can have at home. And she's here now. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. I want to tell you about a woman I met long ago. For confidentiality reasons, let's call her Lena. Lena's denture had a hairline fracture for months. It didn't hurt, and she told herself it was fine for now. Until one afternoon, while sipping her hot tea and having a bite to eat, it finally snapped. Right in half, right in her mouth. She panicked. No spare, no plan, and no idea where to turn. Her daughter found our number, tucked in an old community newsletter. And within 24 hours, we were at her door. The repair was possible, but Lena already passed the window for a simple fix. Her denture needed major reinforcement. What could have been a quick maintenance appointment turned into an unexpected delay in her smile being fully restored. Lena told me, "I wish I called you when it first cracked. I didn't want to bother anyone." That's what she said. But here's the thing. That's exactly why we're here. We come to you so you don't have to wait until something small becomes something stressful or expensive. And sometimes it's those little things like quiet, everyday annoyances that wear us down the most, like a popcorn husk, if you know that feeling. One tiny sliver stuck between your teeth, and suddenly it's all you notice. It's not painful, but it's irritating enough to distract you, and meal after meal. Well, dentures can be the same way. A small shift, chip, looseness, or even one spot you keep adjusting with your tongue. It might not seem like a big deal at first, but over time, it can lead to sore spots, bad breath, or even a full replacement if left too long. That's why I always say, reach out early. We'll come to you, take a look, and help you. Stay ahead of it so your dentures can feel like they're working with you, not against you. Think of us as a wellness check for your smile, and keep our number handy. You may not need us today, but if you say, "I should have called," we want to be the ones who answer.
So the next question is, Suzanne, how do we reach you? At what number do we save?
So you can call me at 647-204-4478.
647-204-4478. No would-haves, no could-haves, no I should-haves. All you have to do is call Suzanne Salga at Denture Ready, 647-204-4478. Thank you, Suzanne. I look forward to hearing another happy story next week, perhaps.
That's right. Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Salga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, joins us with her smart realty solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. I know that your radio show is all about positivity and being a good citizen. I love that about From a Woman's Perspective. But today, I have to be the bearer of bad tidings. Summer, it's halfway done. Boo-hoo, I hear our audience say, but it's true. We're only 6 weeks from Labor Day and about 12 weeks from the average date of our first snowfall. If that thought fills your veins with ice water, maybe it's time to consider a new lifestyle, one that doesn't involve snow shoveling. If you're thinking of making a move, now is the time to gather the information you need to make your next move a smart move. At Smart Realty Solutions, we are your guides to all things downsizing. We help you answer the most important questions when preparing to sell the oversized family home in favor of a more manageable, less maintenance, next place to live. We provide free in-home consultations, property value assessments, and workshops on downsizing topics so that you can have clarity and confidence as you move forward. One of our most popular workshops is happening this coming Wednesday at 4 p.m. It's titled Downsizing Property Options, Not Just Condos. And it guides you through the decision-making process of choosing the right property for you. We will cover establishing a vision for your retirement future, discuss the financial implications of different property types, and investigate whether renting is right for you. It's a 45-minute presentation that will be recorded so you can watch it again at your convenience. There are helpful follow-up resources that I have gathered to extend your learning so that you can develop a powerful plan. Best yet, it's completely free and without obligation. You can register at smartrealtysolution.com and we'll send you the link to the Zoom meeting on Wednesday, July 23rd at 4 p.m. If you can't attend at that particular time, still register and we'll send you the presentation and recording. Hey, why not invite a friend who doesn't like snow shoveling either? While you're at our website, check out our other resources. You can download our ebooks or register for our 30-day decluttering challenge, or even invite me to come and speak at your seniors club. If you're thinking of selling later but aren't sure when, you might want to sign up for our summer photography offer. We'll send our professional photographer to capture your home's curb appeal at its very best, while the sun is shining and the gardens are in full bloom. Let summer work its magic now, and we'll store your photos safely until you're ready. Whether you're planning to sell next season or next year, you'll have stunning images ready to make a strong, positive first impression. Spaces are limited, so book your free photography shoot today at smartrealtysolution.com. The decision to downsize isn't a quick or easy one, but with solid, relevant information, you can feel empowered, inspired, and equipped to make the plan that's right for you. Part of that plan should be hiring a realtor who specializes in working with older adults. As a downsizing specialist, I have special training, professional designations, and established systems to make your selling and moving experience as seamless and stress-free as possible. So, if the thought of another winter of snowbound isolation is making you feel stressed out, contact me, Sharon, at 416-460-5636 to have a conversation. It's time to make hay while the sun shines, as my grandma used to say. We'll take it at your pace, but it's important to get started now for a move next season. That's it for me, Marilyn. My name is Sharon Parento, and these have been your Smart Realty Solutions for today.
Well, Sharon, when we first met, you told me about Ingrid, a woman that you met, and walked her through all the processes that needed to be done, even to the extent of letting her know, helping her plan where she was going so she was happy to sell her home. And when you told me it took you over 2 years, I knew that you were the right realtor for From a Woman's Perspective. You're not a realtor that gets people to sign on the dotted line and then hope for someone to come buy a house. You do it right. You do all the steps. As you said, you have the training, you have the designations, you have systems in place because you work with older adults and you've done it for many years. Anyone listening who's interested in downsizing, in planning a move, knowing what your options are, take Sharon up on this Wednesday's Downsizing Property Options Seminar. It's July the 3rd, and it won't cost you a dime. To register, you can call Sharon at 416-460-5636. I'm giving you the phone number so you can actually chat with Sharon and ask your questions if you wish. That's 416-460-5636. Thank you, Sharon, for sharing your valuable information and for being patient and walking people step by step to the solution that works for them. Smart Realty Solutions. Thank you, Sharon, again.
Thanks, Marilyn.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
I'm Marilyn West, and your wardrobe doctor. On this toss away the should-haves and could-haves day, it's a perfect day to let go of wardrobe regrets. It's a day to embrace dressing the who that we are today, not who we were or thought we might be. Jill called me. She was frustrated and defeated. She said, "I have a closet full of clothes, Marilyn, but I have nothing to wear." She confessed that she'd spent thousands of dollars over the years chasing bargains. She had a designer gown that sold for thousands and that she'd bought for just 50. She had dresses that were once priced over $150, and she scooped them up for $10 and $20 each. Everything had been a deal, but hardly anything was working for Jill. In fact, she explained that many pieces still had the price tags on them, and when she tried them on, they were the wrong size, or they didn't feel good, or they didn't flatter her shape, or the color clashed with her skin tone, or they just didn't work for her lifestyle. They were waiting to be worn. Yes, they were designer labels, and in Jill's opinion, because they were and they came from fancy shops, they should have worked. But they didn't. Jill was overwhelmed. She didn't know where to start. So we started together at the beginning. I suggested that she print the closet organizing instructions from my website, marilyns.ca, and she did. But she couldn't go through the closet on her own. So I walked her through it step by step. I explained something that often surprises people. Just because something is expensive or has a famous designer label doesn't make it your best option when it's reasonably priced. It doesn't make it wearable. We're people. We're works in progress. We're unique in shape and style and spirit. So Jill and I examined each item in her closet. We let go the fact that they were designer labels or what store they came from. Instead, we concentrated on, does it fit well? Is it comfortable? Does it reflect Jill, who she is today, not who she used to be? Does it make her heart sing when she has it on and she wears it? Soon, Jill had two suitcases of Yes clothing and the rest she gave to family, friends, and charity. Clothes that had just once filled her closet and caused her guilt and regret now brought joy and purpose to others. One by one, we had Jill try on each remaining piece, and we stood in front of the mirror and Jill looked at herself. I helped her identify the things that worked best for her. She looked stunning in bold colors. She wore three-piece dressing as a great strategy because jackets, vests, and cardigans camouflaged her muffin top and highlighted her positives. In the end, out of 200 items, Jill kept just 20. But those 20 pieces, they mixed, they matched, and they layered into a complete four-season wardrobe. From confusion and clutter, we went to confidence and clarity. Now Jill's clothes worked for her, not against her. She didn't just have a lot of clothes in her closet. She had a wardrobe, fewer pieces, but a wardrobe that worked. And here's a lesson that Jill learned. A bargain isn't a bargain unless it gives you something you'll wear, something you'll be comfortable in, something that flatters you and fits you, all aspects of you, and lifts your spirit. We can think of the items in our closet like pieces of a wardrobe puzzle. If someone gave you a gold piece to work a puzzle that you were trying to create, but it wasn't the right color for your individual puzzle, it wouldn't really be worthwhile. Yes, it was gold, but it didn't complete the picture. It didn't complete our puzzle. So, when we're shopping, no matter how inexpensive something is, no matter how great the bargain was, it doesn't belong in our closet. It doesn't fit our puzzle. The things that no longer serve us physically, emotionally, or practically. Let's get rid of the should-haves and could-haves. Irma Bombeck said, if I had my life to live over, I would have burned the pink candle sculpted like a rose before it melted in storage. That's true of the clothes in our closet, the beautiful jacket or dress or scarf that sits unworn, waiting for the perfect occasion. If it's in our closet, let's make sure it's something we can wear now, to fit our life now, to help us be the person that we are today. And let's release what doesn't work. Let's toss away the could-haves and should-haves and not let our closets be filled with clutter. And also, let's declutter our thinking. Let's clear the regrets. Let's celebrate the present and learn what is the true bargain and what works best for us. Let's build a wardrobe that celebrates the person we are today. We all deserve a wardrobe and a life that makes our hearts sing. I am Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, and you are getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. And in a moment, I'll return as your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And in the close of the show, I'll share a story my father told me about letting go of his own could-haves and should-haves and regrets, and how that freed him to live a better, happier life. So stay with us and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio. Now, disability tax credit specialist Peter Curtis joins us and shares valuable information, things I think we know that we don't know. So good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. From our last call, there's a few things that came to mind that I'd like to discuss. Part of it is it's very common for individuals to rule themselves ineligible for the disability tax credit, and it's actually done incorrectly. One of the things that we hear quite often is people will say, well, I can't get this because of my age, whether they are a senior citizen or even a centurion or a minor who's in elementary school. So age has no factor in the disability tax credit approval process. We literally have preschoolers right up to 103 years old and everything in between who have been approved for the credit, because your eligibility is based on your medical condition alone. One of the other things that we hear a lot of is people will say, well, I can't get this credit because I work. It's actually better if you work, but you can still get this credit if you don't work. So whether or not you're that minor who's still too young to work, or you've been retired for years, you could still be eligible for this program. And one of the other aspects that people come to us and say that they should not be approved based on is their employment status. So again, with the minor who is not working at all, that's fine. Then we have adults who are on government assistance, everything from ODSP to Ontario Works, CPP disability, long-term disability, and even loss of earnings through WSIB. Your employment status doesn't matter. You could work full-time, and you could actually make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and get approved for this process. So we do have the minor making nothing who has been approved, and the adult who works part-time and gets approved, or not at all and is on assistance. And we have clients who makes $400,000 a year, and they still get approved for this disability tax credit and see a benefit to it. So people will say, well, I'm on assistance. How can I get a tax refund when I do not pay income tax? That statement is correct. But with this program, there is the ability to transfer your disability tax credit to a relative who meets the criteria. So in essence, we could have an adult child help out their parent of a financial nature, not dependency, but support, take their credit, transfer to that relative, and get a tax refund through them. And the last thing that I hear a lot of why people can't get approved is that they or their medical practitioner incorrectly state to them that you must have more than one area of impairment to be able to get approved for this credit, and that is simply not true. We have people who get approved based only on a walking impairment, and we'll get a tax refund.
Thank you for that clarity. I know that there's lots more you could say, but unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time. So if someone's interested in finding out more about the disability tax credit, know that Peter Curtis is a specialist. He does this day to day. So if you have questions, he'll have answers. Peter, your phone number so we can contact you?
519-265-31.
Eligibility for approval for a disability tax credit needs the right information. If you're curious, call Peter Curtis, Disability Tax Credit Specialist, at 519-265-3145. That's 519-265-3145. Thank you for that education, Peter, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Applying for the disability tax credit isn't your doctor's job. It's our job. Disability tax results. Use our experience in medical law to your advantage and increase your chances of being approved. Call us for details and a free consultation. 519-265-3145.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Continuing our improving memory, exercise. Researchers don't know precisely how much exercise is needed for good brain health, but one thing is very clear. You only reap benefits if you exercise on a regular basis. You can't exercise for a week or two and consider it done. The available research suggests that exercise does not have to be extreme, but should be moderately vigorous, and that the more time you spend exercising, the better. Here are a few hints of building more activity into your daily routines. When possible, walk instead of driving. Set aside time each day for your exercise program. Use the stairs instead of the elevator. Plant and tend to your garden. Refrain from sitting long periods of time. Take a long walk and enjoy nature. And last, you need your sleep. So call or text me for your complimentary consultation on how you can get started on an exercise program for yourself at 416 809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
Take charge of your health, improve your memory, and enjoy what exercise brings to your life. That's what I've learned over the years exercising with Christine. She's my health coach, and she can be yours. Make the call, have a conversation, and then take charge of your life. 416-809-4084. That's Christine, the health coach. Give her a call and take charge of your health. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Whetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. When talking about would-have, could-have moments, there's a moment I still think about. I was doing a home assessment for this really sweet couple, both in their 70s, and they had told me they hadn't used their front door in almost 2 years, not because they didn't want to, but because of three little steps that had slowly become impossible to manage. They were using the garage instead, carefully navigating around the car just to get in and out of their own home. It was exhausting and honestly risky. And in their bathroom, they had an old slippery tub they avoided completely. What used to be simple had become something like they were scared of. That was their could-have, should-have moment. But once Greater Toronto Accessibility got involved, we made a few simple changes. We added a fourth step at the front entrance to even things out, and a secure railing so they could come and go with confidence. Inside, we replaced the tub with a zero-threshold shower and added a clean, modern grab bar. Nothing clinical, just safe and stylish. And their lives, they opened up. They stopped feeling stuck. They got in motion. That's what it's really all about. Everything we do gets you in motion. And once that happens, things start to shift. Your confidence, your comfort, even your mindset. We're mobility focused for your future. If this sounds familiar, maybe it's your home or maybe it's your parents' home, reach out. Let's come, take a look, no pressure. We'll walk the space with you and show you what's possible. Things that can make life feel easier, safer, and better.
Well, you said that beautifully, Daniel. So are you still offering the total home safety check?
Yes, so we still have the total home safety check. I'll come to your home. We can walk room by room and see what challenges you're having in your home. We'll come up with the solutions for you, and we'll pull it all in a nice report with pictures and pricing so you know what to do. I call it your roadmap for the future. So if you call me, I have a show special today. It's usually $89.95 for this assessment. I want to give it away for free for the first three callers this week. So call me at 647-206-6409.
Yours can be a forever home because Greater Toronto Accessibility does it once and does it right. Call Daniel at 647-206-6409. Thanks, Daniel. We'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Today, it's all about letting go. Letting go of our could-haves and should-haves, the things that keep us stuck. We carry with us what-ifs and if-onlys, and tossing away our should-haves and could-haves is all about letting go of them. But that doesn't mean forgetting. It means making peace with our past, with our choices, our actions, or our inactions, and even with the things we couldn't control. For us who have thoughts such as, I should have done more, or I could have done it differently or better, it's important we realize and acknowledge that we can only act based on what we knew or who we were in that moment. No one makes a decision expecting a bad outcome. We may wish we had known better, but we didn't, and not everything depends solely on us. Life is made up of many factors, of other people, timing, circumstances, and even luck. They all play a role in what the results are of what we do. A time in my dad's life serves as an example. The Nazis were coming. They were coming close to where my dad lived with his family. My grandfather packed a bag for my dad and told him to run for his life. He couldn't bear to see my dad fight back, which he knew my dad would because of his combative nature. So he pushed him out the door saying, I'll be fine and I'll take care of our family. You need to run to Russia because that will keep you alive. Stay safe and live. My dad had no time to ask any questions. All he could do was take the bag and run. My grandfather and grandmother and all my dad's family, all of his five siblings, were murdered as soon as the Nazis arrived. And my dad, well, he did run to Russia. He was caught at the border, accused of coming to Russia to poison the water. He was tortured, and he didn't confess, though they put his fingers in the hinges of a door. He survived a Siberian prison and lived. He didn't ever see his father or mother or family again, and he carried a burden. If only he'd stayed, if only he'd fought to defend his family, perhaps he could have saved them. All his life, he was haunted by nightmares, but he didn't let the if-onlys define him. The should-haves and the could-haves didn't leave him, but they gave him a lesson. He would always be there for his family. Nothing would ever stand in his way. He told me once, "Don't worry, Marilyn. I have broad shoulders, and I'll protect you and our family." And he did. He worked 7 days a week. He built a life for us, and he made us feel secure and safe and cared for. We knew he was there for us. He's a perfect example of how we may have regrets, but we can grow past them. We all may wish we could have a redo, a chance to go back, but we can't. We can build our future and live well now in the present. We can forgive ourselves for whatever could-haves or should-haves we carry. We don't have to block our past from our memory or pretend it didn't happen. We can honor our past and we can move forward. We can refuse to live the past and embrace the days we have yet to live. We can learn to forgive ourselves and let go of regret and be better for it. By releasing the burdens we carry, we improve our mental and emotional health, increase our energy level, and even lower the stress hormone cortisol in our body. Science says it's so. So let's not let our should-haves and could-haves weigh us down. Let's toss them aside today. And how do we do that? Well, we can start by recognizing that we did the best we could with what we knew at the time. We can take a fresh look at what happened and what was, and reframe the regret as wisdom gained. One Stanford study found that when we reinterpret regret as a learning experience, we grow psychologically and are more forward-focused. And in another study, aspects of our life, when we practice self-compassion and are kind to ourselves and accept what we cannot change, well, that study proved that we lower our levels of anxiety, depression, and shame, and improve our well-being and resilience. So today, on this Toss Your Should-Haves and Could-Haves Day, let's let go and move forward. Let's say I learned, not I failed. As author Louise Hay once wrote, "You've been criticizing yourself for years, and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens." By releasing regret, we'll open ourselves up to new experiences and fresh starts. And know that you're from a woman's perspective team, we'll gladly help you if you wish. Just email or call us. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. Just look under the heading On Radio for the sponsor expert list. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Now time for some quick goodbyes and thank yous. Thank you to the healthcare workers and service providers and caregivers. And thank you to Ian Duncan and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And thank you to you for joining us. C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." So let's let go of the should-haves and could-haves and our regrets and start today. Let's honor our past and live today with purpose. Bye until we speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio next Saturday morning at 8. And remember, it's never too late to begin again. We all can do it.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.